Chapter 10. The World We Live In. Unit 19. Conqueror or Conquered? The Question of Colonialism. The history of nearly every civilization is marked by conflicts. While there are a number of important factors to consider in the history of a group, war has traditionally been considered important when addressing key moments of a civilization. Perhaps it is due to these wars and battles being sensational, which makes historical documentation easier. Or perhaps the significant and tangible impact on human affairs makes these conflicts central to historical study. Regardless of the cause, history is typically remembered by the battles of the world. Wars and battles take place when one nation or people invade the territory of another nation or people. This invasion can result in extensive bloodshed, or a territory may surrender to another nation if its army's leaders feel hopelessly outnumbered. Alternatively, a nation's government may not want to surrender to an invading nation, but the people may choose to do so if they are discontented with the current ruling body. Conquests occur when an invading nation successfully invades and defeats another nation or people. Following a conquest, a number of things may occur. If the invader of a country has been defeated, it may be forced to disarm. A defeated country may also be asked to pay for the expenses incurred during the war by countries involved. Finally, the victor may seize all or part of the defeated nation. In these circumstances, a new government is installed in order to keep order in the region. The process of imposing a new authority in a conquered region is a process called colonization. An interesting historical example of colonization is seen through the expansion of the Roman Empire. After defeating a people, the Romans would install their government over the new nation. However, they would also incorporate many of the defeated people's customs into their own. This would create a relationship with the conquerors that would discourage rebellion or resistance. Nonetheless, the process of colonization can be difficult, as absorbing a people into a new culture is challenging. If a conquest is a military process, then the colonization that may follow is a truly political venture. Winning the hearts and minds of a defeated people has proven difficult historically. With the advent of the modern era, trade has increased between nations. Thanks to globalization, foreign markets are opening up to businesses. In this new global environment, a new era of colonization is taking place, called neo-colonialism. In the colonial world before the 20th century, a country was usually ruled with military might. Control by direct military might is usually oppressive and typically viewed as unethical. Consequently, many European nations that once had colonies all over the world have been forced to give back control to the people of the defeated nation. However, many have observed that the economic ties traditional colonialism created have continued to exist, even though power has technically been ceded to the people. While a nation may be technically free of colonial bonds, it will still rely upon previous rulers in order to maintain the country's economic well-being. Furthermore, powerful countries may manipulate the government with bribes of money, special trading rights, or other means to ensure that economic conditions remain favorable to them. Neocolonialism has faced harsh criticism from opponents. Many argue that the puppet governments installed under a foreign nation's control are just as oppressive as the colonial regimes once were. Conquests and colonization can be directly linked to the layout of the current global environment. The past military victories and subsequent occupations have shaped the world that we live in today. Understanding the process of conquests and colonization is a key part of understanding the history of the world at large. Furthermore, considerations of past and future conditions that occur from these processes are important in informing economic and political policy. There has been progress as well. Today, more people are aware of the problems and issues that accompany colonization and are taking a stand against it.